Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Harlan Stone, the CEO with HMTX. Harlan, how you doing?
I'm very well today, Kemp. Thank you.
It's good to be with you on the phone today. We were together. You got a big honor. We were at the Home Depot Supplier Awards and Innovation Awards gathering, 3,500 people in a room at the Galleria in Atlanta, and they called you to the stage for Department 23 because you won the Home Depot Supplier Partner of the Year for 2019. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Kemp. It is a big honor to win that award. The competition of great companies that are there partnering with Home Depot is tremendous. To have a chance to stand up on that stage again was really great. And it's very humbling when you walk up on a stage and there's 3,500 people in the audience.
And, you know, there was a reception afterwards, and I got to walk around. A lot of my friends in the flooring business were there. So some of them have been on that stage before. It was a good showing, so I know you've got to be pleased.
Yes, flooring is really important to Home Depot, but what's more important to Home Depot is really innovation. And although we won the Partner of the Year for Department 23, the great award they give at the end of the whole experience is the Innovation Award. That is the penultimate award of this event. And I'm proud to say that we have also won the Innovation Award 5 times, most recently in 2017, for our Isocor product launch, basis of our Partnership Award as well.
The one that won the innovation this year was a Cub Cadet ZT mower, you know, which is a complicated device. So it's interesting that flooring's won that in the past.
Yes, flooring's won it several times. I've seen many of my flooring vendor compatriots up on the stand for innovation. As you said, some of the best and biggest and most innovative companies in the flooring industry are there at that event and bringing great innovative products to Home Depot, which is helping to drive their business.
Do they tell you why you won the award this year?
Well, they don't tell you you won the award until they call you up, although they give you a lot of signals that you've won the award. Like, here's where you need to sit and stuff like that, and wear this on your tag. So really, I believe that this year we won it because of execution. Execution means supply chain. Mm-hmm. Execution means fulfilling not only their in-store activity, but also their online and special order activity. That takes a lot of investment. They mentioned our investment in our beautiful new warehouse in Rankin, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And it also means being able to respond to the merchandising needs that are required in the store, online, as well as presenting a rapid delivery of new products, new design, and be able to pivot quickly to where the market needs to be.
Well, Harlan, I'm actually not surprised to hear that you won it because, as you know, you allowed me to go an hour or two above Shanghai, and I walked into a brand new factory that was dedicated to the production of flooring for Home Depot. So, I mean, that's got to be quite an investment, and you're a long-standing partner with them, aren't you?
So we started supplying Home Depot in 1980, which was their first year of operation. Actually, they started in 79. They only had one store. You had to, you know, deliver with your own truck. You didn't have a truck then. But from 1980 on, so we've been doing business with Home Depot for 39 of their 40 years. It was a great celebration, 40 years. And as Ted Decker, Executive Vice President of the Merchandising, said, who could imagine that they've come this far? So we were a small player at that time, and we've ridden this Home Depot wave for that entire period. You get jostled around on that wave a little bit, but at the end of the day, they're a tremendous partner, and they respect partnership, and they allow you to make investments and fulfill opportunities to serve the market in a unique and powerful way.
You know, they invited me to come down, which I was honored to be part of it. A couple stats real quick I'd like to throw out. They have a headquarters there, which they call a store support center, and there's 7,000 people that work there, and there's 400,000 people that work for Home Depot. So they do $108 billion total, so it's a definite force in the retail business. And I guess their focus now and moving forward is on omni-channel. So they want to get the consumer online and then sell them through e-commerce and then bring them to the store, right?
Yes, exactly. They say they are agnostic. So if you choose to go to the store to buy, if you choose to call them on the telephone, you could buy.
Yeah.
If you choose to engage with them through their app on your mobile device, you can buy. If you want to go to the store and buy special order. But really, the journey on something as expensive as flooring starts somewhere between 70-80% of the time starts with an online search.
Right.
Not necessarily at Home Depot. They'll put in carpet, vinyl flooring, whatever they're looking at, and that's where Home Depot wants to win the customer early on.
Yeah.
So the online activity is not just for sales, it's also for creating demand, answering questions. And a lot of times today, the consumer walks into Home Depot store very well armed with knowledge about the product, and they're just going to kind of feel it, touch it, get a confirmation from a star associate, check out fast, go home, put the glory in that day.
So let me ask you, tell us a little quickly the details about your offering. I think you have a three-tier offering at Home Depot, is that right?
That's right. So with Home Depot, we have a traditional good, better, best, all in their private brand. So we're a private brand supplier to Home Depot. We start off with our famous and long-standing grip strip product, at a hard SBC in the middle, and then our Isocore product. A lot of people think Home Depot likes to sell cheap. Actually, their job is to start you at good and get you to aspire to either better or best. And most of their sales increase over the last 5 years has not been in store growth. It has been not so much in transaction growth. It's actually been in size, the amount of dollar people spend per transaction. That's a really good sign of being a great merchant.
Okay, you ran through that really quick. The one thing that merged together, and I want to clarify real quick, your better offering is an Isocore product or a WPC product that's sold under the LifeProof brand name, right?
That's our best offering, yes. Our WPC LifeProof is our best product, mm-hmm. and our good is just converting from a traditional flexible click now to a SBC. And our good entry-level price point is also floating, and that's our proprietary grip strip product had in the market for 15 years.
Yeah, you've sold that to them for years. Originally under the, Allure brand? Is that right?
That's right. It came in as the Allure brand. At that time, they didn't have a very clear strategy on what they were doing in the vinyl category.
Yeah.
They weren't really committed to it, but since they saw the impact of floating LVT, mm-hmm. they have put a lot of energy to it, and as you know, the LifeProof brand, which we are a lucky, fortunate beneficiary of, has been aggressively marketed, often seen Saturday afternoon football games, and even sometimes on Sunday in the NFL primetime commercials.
I think in carpet, they also use the LifeProof brand. I think Mohawk actually has that business.
That's correct. So the LifeProof is the premium in each of the flooring categories, and it's only a flooring brand, so it's the premium ceramic, the premium wood, the premium carpet, and the premium vinyl block.
All right. So while I've got you, any other updates on anything going on as far as tariffs or anything in Washington?
Well, we remain hopeful. You know me, Kemp, I'm an optimistic person. The industry's worked very closely together to put forward a strong case for exemptions. It's being considered today. Nobody tells us what's going on, but we're telling them you need to pay attention to this, and we're working hard to bring that home. Hopefully the trade anger, it seems to be a little less after the last meeting, and heading into the meeting in Chile, we're hoping that the two sides find more things to agree upon. An easy give for the U.S. side is to issue a short number of exclusions.
Yeah.
One small one would go a long way, and that would be for LVT.
Well, I hope you get that. Good luck with that. Again, I've been talking to Harlan Stone about him winning the Home Depot Supplier Partner of the Year Award for 2019. Harlan Stone, again, CEO of HMTX, of which one of his divisions is Halstead. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.